and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
Wrong. It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for always being our friend, for always forgiving us even when we dork things up. And we do. We dork things up a lot. And we also thank you for helping us to understand that we're not to have presumptuous sin, that we are to be the tax collector in the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisees, and that you save such as have a contrite heart, contrite spirit. Father, heart and spirit. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will cleanse and totally purify our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirit, our flesh, our record-keeping books in heaven, and our robe and gown in heaven with your precious blood and your holy fire. If there is anything that is not in perfect harmony with your will in our lives, please, Father, reveal it to us. And Lord Jesus, we pray that the day will come soon. As Daniel said in Daniel 9:19, that you will not delay. For almost the same reason, really, over Jerusalem. Father, we praise you because we know, we thank you for the burden that we carry, knowing the things we know, but we also thank you for the blessing that we carry, knowing the things that we know. And may we all understand that it's the little things that we do, the giving to people that need help, the seeding into ministries, the prayer, the fervent prayer that we pour out when we pour out our hearts on behalf of people that are in suffering nations, suffering countries, being slaughtered. There's no other word for it. And also understanding what the root cause of it is and how long it's been around, the cancer of this world that exists right now while so many are lost. 1 Samuel 16:7b, the Lord does not see as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but our Father, you, our Father, looketh upon our hearts. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you will constantly remind us to seek peace through you as we see things that in our humanness trouble us. We also praise you for Matthew 18:19, where it says, two or more gathered together, whatever they pray for in your name shall be given them. Your words will not come back void. They haven't. We're living in a time of Bible prophecy becoming real in every manner of the word. In every manner of the word. And we also pray that our understanding that is in the Amplified Bible version, the New King James version of Luke 21:36 is accurate. Because if it's what the NU techs say, we may have a longer, bumpier ride than we thought. And that could be the case either way. Because there are a lot of people in the world right now, Father, as you know, are having a very, very horrible, bumpy ride. Many of them are not living. Father, we praise you, Father, so much for the revelations associated with Isaiah 57:1. To help us to be able to understand that the righteous perishes, but no one takes it at heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one considers that the righteous is taken away from evil. And it's just one of its sister verses, Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Imagine that. Praise God. And Psalm 119:62, at midnight we will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. And Psalm 119:164, 7 times a day we will praise you because of your righteous judgments. Father, we thank you. We know that we are in the time that is the time of the end. 2 Timothy 4:3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they want to hear what they want to hear. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. In other words, get yourself a t-shirt that says Be Barley. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for your divine protection. If any evil, any entity that wishes to do ill will attempts to enter, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will make good eyes blind, good ears deaf, crash their computers, blue screen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the power of the name of Jesus. We pray this against all darkness. If any entity of the darkness, worker, a saint, in live or dead human spirit, member of a witch coven, anything that cannot call Jesus the Lord and Savior, demon of any type, or subordinate demons, at the moment that they set their wills against us, they shall be immediately struck by the holy fire of God, for we declare it in Jesus' name. And warrior angels shall descend upon them and cast them into the pit. We declare the holy fire of God to weld the pit shut in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. For they cannot touch us. We are sons of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. All right, so off we go. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Not normal.
All right, so if you feel overwhelmed, totally, absolutely frustrated, like how long is this going to last? Folks, all I can tell you is from what I'm seeing right now, it looks like our Heavenly Father is in no hurry. And I've talked about this dynamic before. If your heart, and I'm going to share this one more time because there's a lot, I see things and my spirit just, I don't know, I'm not saying the Holy Spirit is telling me stuff. I'm just saying, I have no doubt that he has over the years, but I'm just saying that I'm not going to be one of those churchies that are out there telling everybody they're hearing from the Holy Spirit, and then when we hear what they have to say, we definitely know they're not hearing from the Holy Spirit, if you know what I mean. All right, praise God. And I personally can't even put myself around them. You know, I can't anymore, and that's okay if you want to go ahead and do it. But just remember, Jesus said, okay, that's not my mother, my brother. I'm summarizing that. That's not my mother, my brother, and my sister. These people are my mother and brother and sister, those who do the will of my Father. So regardless of the dynamics, I mean, and then you got this other verse, only about the end times, mind you. There's two verses. Now, there's Revelation, of course, that whole book and everything. And then, of course, you got the stuff in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. That's all very relevant to the times that we're in right now, of course. But Revelation, absolutely, and that's in play for sure. And then you've got two other mystery verses that show up when Paul's consulting with Timothy. You got, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 6. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, where men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such, turn away. You know, if you hear that your church or you even suspect that a church that you're going to has people in the congregation packing weapons, from such, turn away. Now's not the time to be disobedient to the Holy Bible. All right, 2 Timothy 3:5. For the time will come. Both of these verses are uniquely catered to the day that we're in right now. If there's anybody out there that doesn't think that we're in the fig tree generation, we're actually past that. Not only have we seen the fig tree bloom, but we're way past that. All right. Now, you know, these 2 Timothy 4:3 and 2 Timothy 3:1, those two are, well, they're worth memorizing. So I'll put that on my tray, my queue of things to do. Also, I need to give you a little bit of heads up. I don't know what next week's going to hold. You know how things are simultaneous? See, the answer is never A or B or C. The answer is always D, all of the above. But the human brain cannot unravel that complexity. They can't. You're either saved or you're not saved. The light is either on or it's off. You know, there are the aliens are demons or, you know, whatever. I mean, people take sides and they stick to it. It can never be multiple things because our brains are so small compared to the amazing awesomeness of our Heavenly Father and His creation. We cannot even express in the English language, certainly not the English language. Maybe there's some other languages that are better at it than that. Probably Greek. It's got like, what, 5 words for love? You don't tell your wife, you know, you love her like spaghetti, if you know what I'm saying. You get a pan upside the head. Anyway, praise God. So anyway, we really got to not be so distracted by things and really lean in on our prayer. We got to be all that we can be. This is it. This is it. This is it. Oh, I know. Oh, it's frustrating. But why is it frustrating? See, if it's frustrating, then we probably need to examine our hearts a little bit. Look, I think I've been through all those journeys. I've gone through incredible depression. You name it. You name it. Every possible emotion, negative emotion that was associated with ups and downs that a lot of us are going through right now. And many people are going through worse. And as I mentioned before, and we've really got to start counting our blessings. We've really got to start leaning in. We've really got to start praying because God needs our prayers. Okay, remember that. Isaiah 43:25 is evidence of that in the scripture. Okay. We are to contend. Our Father will forgive us of our sins so that we can pray with Him and bring down the power. Okay, bring down the mercy. Bring down the angels in the mighty name of Jesus and go into the dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls upon men to save their, when they slumbereth upon their bed, when to save their soul from the pit and to seal their instruction. Declare Job 33:14-15. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that will bring it down. We bring down the power. We have a job to do. Look, guys. So what is it? Is it a blessing that I'm about to get bombarded with extremely impossible work and longer hours than I've ever, you know? If I hadn't started doing this, you know, whatever kind of super-duper low-carb keto sort of thing, there's no way I could do it. I had to lose weight, and it's going along, but it's going slowly, you know, and that's fine. It's, what do you expect? 64, knee surgery, the whole thing. Got to push through. If you're feeling bad for yourself because you don't like your situation on the earth, do you think that Jesus feels good about you? Ask yourself that. We were commanded to finish the race. So really, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter if a demon jumps out and bashes you upside the head and you go flying into the ditch. You need to get back up and finish the race. What's that saying? It's like, I cried to the Lord and said, oh, no, this, that, and the other thing. And the Lord said, threw the rag back at me and said, wipe your tears and get back to work. I know I butchered it, but that's okay. I gave it my best shot. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So anyway, just as we said, Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, aliens, demons, Nephilim, time travel, and God. When I printed that article back in 2011, Brother Steve Quayle calls me up on the phone. I got floored. I don't even know how he got my number. But anyway, he's like, you know, he asked me for permission to put that article, or at least parts of the article, inside of one of his books. So anyway, you know, I've lived a very supernatural life. If the Lord took me tonight, it would just be a total blessing. But you know what? I don't think that's going to be the case. I think God needs us, okay, to buck up. I think God needs us to examine ourselves and ask us why we're so distraught. Oh, well, I wanted to escape. Look, I get it. So did the people in 2 Thessalonians. They wanted to escape so bad. They were quitting their jobs. They were running around being busybodies. They're like, Jesus is going to come. Jesus is going to come. That's 2,000 years ago, man. Come on, man and lady, brothers and sisters. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. 2,000 years ago, the Thessalonians were running around. They're quitting their jobs. They're busybodying about. Jesus is coming any second. What's the point of working? We can just go ahead and, you know, well, you know, can you mind if I have a little bit of your porridge or whatever? You know, and Paul was like, oh, man, what a mess these meatheads. Now, you know, of course, I'm making it more dramatic, you know, theater of the mind. But he writes the second letter to the Church of Thessalonica. He's like, hey. Now, you know, I'm giving it my little spin, but it's the truth, and you can read it, and if you don't derive this from it, I'm sorry for you, but it's a fact, it's the way it was. Now, granted, am I amplifying it, like the Amplified Bible, or the Amplified Johnny Baptist Bible, okay, but really, he was indignant. He wrote a letter, and he said, you guys, what's the matter with you? You know, do not be deceived as if the day of Christ had come, which is the escape. That's when he comes. That's when he takes us out of here. But it's not going to be until things get a lot bumpier than they are right now. But the cool thing about it is, as it says in the book of Acts, nobody's going into heaven without tribulation. Well, guess what? If you're having tribulation now, hallelujah! And we're supposed to pray through all these things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 talks about that. We're saying, no matter what happens, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, pray through it. Thank you, Jesus. Praise! We're supposed to be happy about this stuff. The unfortunate dynamic associated with churchianity is they don't understand these things. They don't understand that the way to Jesus, the way to the first fruits, barley harvest rapture, is by living, separating ourselves unto holiness. Well, if you're worshiping in front of the Star of Remphan, what's that? So again, we have to understand what's going on. And God has been gracious to us, praise his name, to know the things. Would you rather be back there where you used to be? And if you're still there, from those who do not practice the power of the name of Jesus, turn away. Turn away. So if you're, you know, trying to finish that final race, it doesn't mean that you're not going to trip and fall. Matter of fact, think about this. If you're going to use an analogy of a race, you know, and you're trying to make it to the, you know, oh my God, you know, when are you most likely to trip and fall and bust your head? In the last quarter. It's right about the time that you're coming around the corner and you can see the finish line and you're going, poof, bah. And you're like laying in the ditch going, oh no, everybody's passing me. Forget it. Get up. Thank you, Jesus. Look, we don't have time. We don't have time. That's a beautiful thing. Remember what I told you on the last program? If you anchor your... First, if you're wanting to escape, then you're not doing Jesus as well. You need to get on a diet. You need to start working out. You need to change your emotional flow. Your entire body from head to foot. And you're talking to a guy with double knee surgery, and I was weighing in at 320 pounds, okay, before I started this keto diet. I don't even know where I am. I don't even like to weigh myself when I'm doing it. But the point is this. I'm not stopping. Period. And that's the attitude you have to have. Now, This is the essence of the message. This is why Paul spanked the in 2 Thessalonians 2, spanked the church of Thessalonica. Knock it off, you guys. Knock it off. The day of Christ has not come. You got to see these things happen before it's going to happen. You got to have a great, you know, God sends a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. Power, signs, and wonders that causes you to believe the lie. That's what that really means. All right. It's amazing. So anyway, it's all there. Why? Because they were looking to escape. They were waiting for Jesus to come. They'd been told all this wonderful stuff. Their eyes got focused not on serving Jesus, as in the parable of the talents and rewards. Oh, no. They wanted to fly away. We need to change the way that we're looking at things. We need to do what's required. We don't have a choice. Look, if there was a choice, do you think I wouldn't be on that ship out of here? I used to make jokes all the time about it. I'd tell Sister Nancy, let's take up an offering, you know, and get everybody to chip in and we'll build a spaceship like astronaut farmer and try to get out of here before things get really bad. And you know what? So far, we know what's happening. We know CBDCs are setting up. We know the AI data centers are going into place. We know that the Palantir surveillance state is all over. We know that the Synagogue of Satan is spreading all over the world right now. They totally control the United States. It is not even a country anymore. We know that Net and Satan U, the fake one, when he was actually alive, was coming right out and telling everybody, we failed to conquer the first Roman Empire. Well, what was that? That was the time after the diaspora, when Daniel was praying in his 21-day fast about, hey, when will we get back together? When are we going to be let free from the Babylonian captivity and all that stuff? And then if you do your homework, you find out that the reestablishment of Israel was actually during the time during when Jesus came. Okay, that's why Jesus talked about the temple body. He said, you know, he was telling him he's going to tear every brick down and everything. Ah, you're going to destroy our temple? How could you do that? And Jesus was like talking about the temple body. Body, temple body. The problem is people don't see that stuff. They preach awful things that are awfully wrong that are going to send people to the pit. I used to cut microphones on live shows with guests. As soon as somebody started talking about guns, dun, 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 playing music and stuff, and I'm like, and thank you so much for joining us. I've had pastors email me, what happened? I thought we were going to go on. I was like thinking, oh, gee. And I was like, hey, God bless you, brother. Thanks for coming. It was really, you know, kind of you to show up. And I meant all that. I did. But I'm not going to let somebody say stuff that is absolutely wrong. And the unfortunate thing about it, that seems to be the vast majority of folks out there nowadays. From such, turn away. Wonder if we're obedient to that. I wonder. So, the answer is never A, B, or C. It's always D, all of the above. The light is neither on nor off. Did you know that a bulb, whether it's a digital bulb or it's a tungsten filament bulb, either way, when the light is off, there is still current electricity flowing through it. Did you know that? Yes, it's true. But we can't see it. But you can if you have the right equipment. The light is never off. Get it? The kingdom of God is... this would, if I was going to do a parable, I could be like, the kingdom of God is like 256 million colors of gray. Because that's really the way it is. There's so many people out there that have a big microphone showing up on shows, telling everybody about what they think about the aliens and their demons and the grays are demons. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, every one of you is wrong. But you know what? Nothing I can do about it. So you just let it go. You just let it go. The Lord told me once to use the word limited. If you've got people in your family, things you can't stand, all that kind of stuff, disparaging, rolling of the eyes. Oh, that's fun. Being called a liar in front of everybody else with the rolling of the lie. Limited. The Lord told me, said, John, they're limited. They don't have the strength, the spiritual acuity, or the intellectual capacity to understand what I've shown you. They're limited. Love them. Love them. Pray for them. Pray for them. And I do. I really, really do. And I do pray for you. And I do pray extra. I pray for a tenfold anointing and a blessing upon anybody that mentioned me by name in prayers. And I do. And I pray for that throughout all of eternity. And I mean it. And also for every single person that listens to this show, past, present, and future, I pray that they would be counted worthy. Because if we don't escape all these things that are about to come to pass, the road's going to be far more bumpier. It's going to get so bumpy. And you know what? There are some translations out there that don't say it exactly the same way as the New King James, which is what I use for my memorization. Okay, the NLT's rendition of Luke 21:36 is, I sure hope it's wrong. Let's just put it that way. But then, you know, I think to myself, wait a minute. The David Doetry vision, people were freaking out. They were scared in their houses, and it was just a horrible situation. It was terrible. And then I think about it, I was like, Randy Hecker's was the same. Then I think about it, as like, you know, Sarah Monet and all the stuff that she said, you know, and I put it all together, and I'm like, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like we're getting out of here before things get really rotten. So that means we got to learn to control our emotions, be more like Jesus, but also forgive yourself. Even Jesus had his human moments. Father, take this cup from me. If it is all possible, but not by my will, according to yours. Do you know what you think? If there wasn't a human element in Jesus' existence on this earth, he never would have said that. He would have said, my destiny was to come here and hang. Look, he knew that the whole time. So why would he be doing that and begging the Father? And it's, you know, Father, Eli, what he really said was, Eli, labak samatani. Why hast thou forsaken me? He gets it. He knows what we're going through. We got to recognize that. And we need to really show him extra love right now. And believe. Believe in a miracle. Believe in a mini miracle. And understand that the kingdom is depending on us. Who else is going to do it? It certainly ain't going to be, you know who. The Red Hats. Okay, we'll just go ahead and leave it at that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, and let's go ahead and... Oh, and one more thing to lead in, because I'm going to play a handful of clips. All right, what did I say on the last program? I said, stand your ground, right? Examine your heart always. Pray fervently. Pray through. If you need a copy of John Mulindy's How Satan Stops Our Prayers, Combat in the Spiritual Realm, you can either go to tribulationnow.com, two ends in the middle, and look for the little search the website link. And it's hard to find because I get probably more than 1,000 articles up there now. But, or you can email me at jbaptist777@gmail.com and I'll hook you up somehow, one way or the other. But you need to read that. Oh, indeed, you need to read it probably 3 or 4 times. Because if you understand what God showed John Mulindy, who is the head preacher, the head leader of the world's largest divine healing team in the entire world. And they operate their headquarters in Africa. Okay? So anyway, and the things that God has shown him are unbelievable. They're astonishing. Matter of fact, 99% of the pastors out there wouldn't believe it. John Mulindy didn't believe it when the Satanist was telling him. You need to read it all the way to the end at least 3 times, or else you're not going to get it. You're not going to understand how come there can be so many false prophets right now. I've tried to warn people. But, you know, people will be people. You can lead a horse to water and you can kick it in a hiney and all you're going to get is kick back. All right? Isn't that the truth? Right, kids? Yay! Hallelujah. Well, oh, thank you, Jesus. Look, if I didn't believe in God's protection, even though I don't deserve it, I wouldn't be doing these things. And what's amazing about it is the more I push through, the more blessings and burdens that our Father gives me. And I know others, too. We push through. We got to be like Abraham. We got to go all the way to the point where we're about to thrust a knife. God tests the righteous. The Lord God tests the righteous. But we also have to have a humble and contrite heart. And we got to be at peace. Folks, If you knew what I know, how could you have any? I don't get it. Trust God. Believe it. Oh, ye of little faith. Look, if Jesus was going to tell his own hand-picked apostles, oh, ye of little faith, I'm pretty sure more than once. What about us? Where are we? Right. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. So again, circling back to sticking to your plan, sticking to what's going on, sticking to what you know is true. Okay. If you stick to what you know is true and you don't waver. Oh, if I had a dollar for every single pastor, every single person that's wavered over what they were shown and then ended up moving on. You know, like, hey, they were never on radio shows talking about those things. Like, they suddenly have a forgetful spirit. And they go on and they forget about it. And I'm like, what? No way. We know what we know what we know. We know from, what, 7,000 radio shows over 15 years of time? An amazing portfolio of guests that no other program has ever had? Dr. David Jacobs, an expert on alien-human hybrids? Soul scalping, moving the soul from a human into one of their hybrid beings that they stole from a fetus due to an abduction? Oh, yeah, you know. They're just demons. No, they do that. Anybody that has Prime TV, if you haven't seen the documentary entitled Walking with the Tall Whites, write it down. Walking with the Tall Whites. Watch it to the end and then go back and watch it again. Now, people have asked me, well, are they fallen or are they not? It's not. We think that you got to look at it more like, okay, so Lucifer, and this is the understanding by people who are way smarter than me, Lucifer took over the Morningstar office, which is why the reason why churchianity gets confused about the Morningstar this, the Morningstar that, and Jesus in the morning, and, you know. He was given charge of the Morningstar office, which is a part of outer space. Get it? Look, George Lucas, all this stuff, that's how it is. There's trillions of life forms out there. Even Gene Roddenberry was with a woman by the name of Phyllis Schlemmer, and she was talking to some of the fallen angels. Now, I know that they were fallen because it's the fallen one-third. I believe, based on the science that has surfaced, especially as of late, that God's essentially scooped up a large part, probably entire area of the universe that was known as the Morningstar office, where Lucifer was being a naughty boy, and got demoted. But he didn't get... Look, people ask him, well, why, if God is so good, why wouldn't he just destroy the devil? Wait a minute. If God is so amazing, why wouldn't he put the devil on an executive severance package and help him weed out the sheep from the goats and help him save the souls of those who, without going through horrible times, would never have cried out to Jesus in the first place? I have a video of a man who came. He's talking on his phone. He's like, he's doing a video, and he's like, there's a tornado coming in my house. There's a tornado hitting in my house. And then all of a sudden, it's like, and then the video goes off. And then the video comes back on again. And he's walking up and looking around, and his house is splintered into toothpicks. And he's going, I was crying to Jesus. There is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. It's even in Billy Joel's songs, Goodbye Saigon. And we cried out to Jesus Christ with all of our might. Acts 2:21. And all those who call out upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Wow. That's pretty merciful. Praise God. So anyway, what we got going on right now is precisely what I told you. If we, now again, examine yourself, get it together, put a bandage on your knee, and start the race back up if you slipped. Believe me, nobody's an expert on slipping more than me. I'm the slippiest guy on the earth. Just imagine me with having, you know, water in the bottom of my sneakers and being thrown out onto an ice rink. And I'm flopping all over the place. Okay? I'm uniquely qualified to talk about these things. Praise Jesus. Now, what's going on is precisely what we've been telling you all along. Nothing has changed. The whole thing is an act. It's a put-on. It's just theater. Now, I'm going to... Okay, so we're all, you know... The world is being told, oh, we don't want war. Oh, no, you know, we don't want any of that stuff. Me, personally, I can't wait for World War III to start. Look, if I die, cool. Where am I? In heaven. Right on. So, what are we all worried about? Death has no grip over us. We just need to be praying, and we got to have faith. Now, and faith in the name of Jesus. And we got to show other people when they need it. I had to remind, I won't go into it. So anyway, I remind people all the time. So anyway, here's the thing. The foundations that we talked about on last program are in play right now. What did we say? Make no mistake, nothing has changed. They might be acting like something has changed, but nothing has changed. All right? And that's a fact. Absolute fact. No matter what you've heard, no matter what was blathered on Fox News, you know, whatever. No. It has changed. Oh, I was talking about the guy in the tornado. Here, listen to this. Let's do a little bit of reviewing of some of these amazing things.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, there's a tornado outside right now.
Now he's coming to that house after the tornado.
Oh my gosh. What in the world just happened? Jesus.
Oh my gosh. What in the world just happened?
Well, this was insane. I mean, I feel all right. I got scraped up. That was insane. The whole house that I'm living in just got torn to pieces. I was flying around my house. I think I'm good though. Oh, my car's tore up. My whole house is tore up. It doesn't seem like my head's bleeding at all. The Lord saved me.
There you go. See, that is why we praise God for his righteous judgments. There you go. Oh, but a tornado isn't God's judgment. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not reading the same Bible as I am. And yes, if he would have understood the power in the name of Jesus, but there are certain times if an F5 is heading directly at you that you might not, you know, standing out there and saying, in the mighty name of Jesus, F5, jump over my house. You know, might be better than getting your car and boogie. All right. So anyway, so I want to go through some of these audio bites to try to give you a feel for what we were talking about in the last program. There is nothing better than standing your ground. All right? Standing your ground in Scripture, understanding that nothing's going to change. In 2016, when the Draco came out and started tweeting, I remember I was on the radio show and I said, he's acting like a childish little rat, like a brat. Well, guess what? Then it was all this role-playing where it, very guilty of the Epstein files and worse, was playing along, you know, to trick the Red Hats. All right? It's all been a big play. The whole thing's been a big play. All right, so before we roll into the next hour, I want to get a couple of things out to you. Praise Jesus. Again, this is exciting because this is the way to Jesus. Do you know how many people are going to pray against the book of Revelation? They ain't even going to realize that we're in the book of Revelation. Okay? Thank you, Jesus, for helping us to understand these things. There's already been prophecies from reasonably good prophets that I've been, many of which I've listened to for years, that prophesied a long time ago that we're entering into the beginning of, or into the sorrows period. Not the beginning of sorrows, the sorrows period. You know, I can't hardly watch a movie, you know, just to, you know, sever the umbilical cord from all of this ugly. But I'm sitting there bawling. I don't know. God gave me a heart that's way, way bigger than my brain. Okay? Believe me. And that can lead to some mighty big mistakes. So anyway, so thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Hallelujah. All right. So let me see if I can find this for you, because this is worth hearing. Okay. All right. So this is one of those, I don't know, anonymous guys, you know, with the whole mask on and all that kind of thing and a black hoodie. But when I heard it, I was like, wow. Well, this guy gets it. And what's most interesting is it aligns with exactly, precisely to a gnat's antenna, what we've been telling you on this program. All right, so I'm going to play this for you. Because a lot of people, they're not blessed the way that we are. It's always both. It's not one or the other. Is it a blessing or is it a burden? And when I say burden, I'm choosing the word burden because I don't want to say a curse, because curse is kind of like, you know, don't want to go there. But, yes, it's a burden extraordinaire. All right, how about that? On a scale of 1 to 15, it's a 27. Okay, listen to this guy. Listen to what he says, because you know what? He nailed it. Imagine that. Now, if only the Red Hats would listen up. I don't think that's going to be allowed to happen. We'll see what happens, though. I think we got a lot ahead of us. I will never forget that woman in the bar and the warning and the manhole covers. I still have about 30 DVDs that I haven't listened to about 9/11 because it's unbelievable. Anyway, the books, the DVDs, Anyway, praise God. So it's going to happen again. I don't remember the name of the person, but it might have been Elon Musk's whatever. Somebody in the club said something like, what's coming next is 10 times worse than 9/11. And don't even get me going on whatever that thing is that it is left of what used to be Laura Loomer. And Mark Levin? What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And this is coming from this country? Oh, phew. I'm sorry, folks, but a shrimp fork will never, never do what it needs to do in this case. All right, here's the guy, the anonymous guy. Listen to what he says. Praise God. Here we go. It's firing up.
Look past the carefully scripted theater flashing across your feeds. Yesterday, they gave you a headline of Vance wagging his finger at Israeli officials, telling them you can't unalive your way out of security problems. They want you to believe there's a scuffle between the administration and Israel, and they want you to believe the administration is pulling back, that a genuine fracture has formed, and now that the masses are seeing the truth, they're acting like they're suddenly separating themselves from the destruction. But it's a lie, and it's a calculated performance designed to pacify your outrage while the real gears of the system still turn uninterrupted. While they stage these public arguments for the cameras, look at what they're pushing into law. They're quietly advancing Section 224 of the FI 2027 NDAA, the U.S.-Israel Futures Act, and this isn't just an aid package, but it's a permanent, legally binding merger, and it forces the direct integration of artificial intelligence, automated battlefield networks, and surveillance data fusion between both countries. A system does not merge its core network with a nation it genuinely plans to break away from. This fake friction is just a smokescreen for a global corporate land grab, and if you follow the money, the illusion fades. Trump Inc. is actively expanding its multi-billion dollar footprint across the Middle East, and it's funded by the same billionaire mega-donors in Israel who funnel hundreds of millions into the political machine to dictate U.S. foreign policy. Then look at Project Sunrise, the official post-war blueprint for Gaza, openly pitched to private equity billionaires. It reveals the true, horrific agenda, is the complete terraforming of war rubble into a partitioned corporate playground only for the wealthy, and they've even color-coded the maps, dividing the land into strict zones. The premium coastline is carved out exclusively for the wealthy, filled with luxury skyscrapers, marinas, and resorts, and meanwhile, the civilians are zoned into fragmented, heavily monitored smart city sectors, compartmentalized cages designed to serve as a cheap labor force under a total digital surveillance dome. This isn't about defense, but it's a global business model. They use warfare to erase organic societies, clear the local population, and build a centralized, digitized empire from scratch, and this is their main goal. They're destroying the old infrastructure and economy, putting up smart cities to lock in the civilians, while carving out land for the wealthy that will be separated from the citizens. And they aren't pulling away from each other, but they're gaining the trust back from the people to keep moving forward without an uprising. So wake up, see the layout of the cage, and stop believing their scripts. We do not forgive, we do not forget. Anonymously enlightening out.
All right, so all I can say is well said. Sleight of hand. Let me give you an example. So Syrian Girl is one of the people that I monitor on X. And I also block people that I detect are being counterintelligence. There's so much counterintel, it's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But if you're rooted, if you're grounded and you know what the end game is, you don't get deceived. So anyway, Syrian Girl comes on there, and now naturally, she has people that are friends. And those people, see, if they send information to her in the form of a graphic, okay, like a screenshot, okay, Syrian Girl is able to inject it into her content on X, and it can't be detected by their censorship unless somebody actually physically sees it, which is highly unlikely with the millions of posts. So there are those out there that are smart enough to trick the system. Now, if they type it in there in text, busted. And they can also hear stuff that people say. But if it's embedded in a screenshot, it can slip through the cracks. Turns out one of her friends over in Syria area, etc., because she's Syrian Girl, right? She knows people. Found out that the Synagogue of Satan, the SOS, is now using, I know, hard to believe, right? Crane machine guns. Very high machine guns on cranes using, obviously, some type of extremely sensitive, probably Palantir artificial intelligence, and they're just like out of a horrible Orwellian movie, these machine gun cranes automatically spot motion, and then they shoot. So if a little girl is sitting in, you know, and sitting down and trying to, you know, eat a little something, she's even able to find any, she's killed. These things are rapidly murdering people in the already absolutely decimated land. Don't forget, the lovely SOS put food traps out in the middle so they could bring the starving people running for the food, only to gun them down. And all the lawn chairs of the Babylonian Khazarian spread out up on the hill so they could watch the show. While they tell everybody that Jesus is boiling in a vat of feces for eternity. And spitting on Christians. Destroying Christian churches. All over the Middle East. Did you know that Syria used to have more Christian churches per square mile than any other country in the entire Middle East? I bet you didn't. A lot of people didn't. And not anymore. Who do we put into power? The guy that was chopping people's heads off. Why not? Because people are so asleep at the wheel. They're so distracted to try to keep food on their table right now, which is just the way it is. Praise God. So now do you get it? Surely you do. That's how bad it is. It's not getting any less. So any impression that might have snuck into your mind by the devil or by some blather going across mainstream media that everything is hunky-dory, no. Just like we said on the last show, foundations, end game, understand it, never waver. Never. So anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the things that have just happened. As a matter of fact, so the MOU was only basically to get them to come to the table. MOUs are worthless. It's like writing an agreement on a post-it note. So they all go through all this rigmarole about flying over there when everybody ought to know by now what the no-goes, the red lines are for Iran. But they're luring them like a spider into the trap. As a matter of fact, there was even intel that had come out, and I hold everybody with a grain of salt as far as credibility and veracity, but that intel said that the delegation from Iran with Prime Minister Abbas, you know, Araghchi or whatever, however you say it, you got to understand, not everybody in Iran agrees with things. See, we assume because Abbas or Araghchi or whatever is doing his thing as a negotiator, we assume that all of Iran is... No, they're not. They're just as broken up as every other... You know, they've got people in their version of the parliament that are like, no, we shouldn't be doing this. And you've got the same dynamic over in fake Israel. It's like, you know, whatever. You know, the Khazarian version, the SOS version... According to a study by Johns Hopkins University, 80%, if it was 10 million, that's 800 million. Sorry. If it's 10 million, it would be 80 million, right? All right, praise God. So anyway, it's a lot worse than people think. So what I'm going to do is play for you a couple of snippets and kind of drive this all home for you because, you know, while people are out there doing their thing and almost invariably getting confused, misunderstanding, oh, I don't understand it. Why this? Why is this happening? Why us? Oh, no. How can it be? Why did this prophet and that prophet not? You know, all I can do is what I can do. You know, like I said, if you kick the horse in the butt when it goes to the pond, it's going to kick you back. Okay, right? We got to try to avoid getting kicked back. All right? So that might take a little bit of extra talent. Praise God. So B. Barley is a good thing to put on a t-shirt. Thank you very much, Lindsay. All right. So anyway, let me just go ahead and see if I... Okay, I'm going to play this Fox News thingy that just came out. Just came out. All right, but you got to remember... They're over there going to phase two, okay, the early discussion. So you got Vance over there just kissing cheeks so bad. Oh, we love Pakistan. Oh, give me a hug. Give me a hug. Oh, so long. Folks, please. Please. You know, it reminds me of that song. Remember this back from the 70s. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. Right? Probably the best song the OJ's ever made. But anyway, probably was. So anyway, it's all like the anonymous guy said. Now, and is this okay? So let me just play this Fox News thing for you, so that you know it tantalizes your curiosity, right? Praise God, because I'm glad. I'm really happy because we're seeing things moving forward. It wouldn't take much. It would not take much. My goodness, is the, and it's a war. It's a war, but it's a war between the CIA. Again, every time you see anything, it says Ukrainian troops, Ukraine did this, Ukraine did that. No, substitute it with the reality. The United States CIA bombed the heck out of residential high-rise apartment buildings in you know the outskirts of Russia. Yes, there's war going on in Crimea. Russia's pretty much said we're getting ready to take the gloves off, and they've already kind of started. And boy, you want to see fireworks? There's some serious fireworks going on over there right now. And, you know, you're going to have the whole NATO thing, and I don't even want to get into that. And if you think for a second that, look, and then we've got, what, 4 weeks left? 4 weeks? Because Draco T gave away the one thing that gives or might give or might have given the United States something to rely on in a war situation. He's already destroyed the Navy. Nobody wants to be over there. He's already fired all of the good staff, because, of course, that's what you do when you're, a guest star on what? You're fired! Whatever, I never watch that stuff. The Apprentice. Ugh. Cack! Gag me with a spoon. A little bit of South San Diego stuff there for you. But anyway, we really got to wake up, and we got to grab a hold, and we got to say, okay, bring it on! Thank you, Jesus! Get that those eyes set like flint. Right? So this just came across on Fox News. Now, mind you, they're currently at the second location. They were going to go to another building, but the location of the building over in Switzerland was moved because Abbas Araghchi or whatever and their team were kind of tipped off that he might get assassinated. So they changed the venue. Now, and remember that the IRGC, the military side, is like, I don't know about this. And there's also been reports that Khomeini is like, oh, well, let them go ahead and do that. But we're keeping our eyes, you know, squinted. And they're already angry about what's going on over in Israel. And it's like, and it's, so anyway, this was just put out just prior to me starting the program. This was just put out by Fox News. I mean, come on, folks. Let's listen to this. While it's going on.
Good morning. I just spoke with President Trump for more than 20 minutes, and he gave some new insight and reaction about the ongoing talks that are taking place in Switzerland and the threats coming from the Iranian regime. President Trump telling Fox News that the U.S. may take over the Strait in the future if they have to and collect tolls. The president described this as the United States being the guardian angel of the Strait of Hormuz and the Middle East. And the president said ultimately that would involve the U.S. taking 20% of the oil that passes through the strait. Remember, this comes in reaction to the Iranians saying they will close the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. President Trump tells Fox News he spoke with Iranian officials overnight and said,
lie.
You close it and you won't have a country. He went on to tell these officials, you won't even make it back to your effing country.
Lie.
Now, earlier today, Iran's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, said this about Iranian enrichment of uranium. The president also reacting to that. Take a listen.
We will not give up our right to enrichment.
I don't even want to hear it. If you don't know what's going on by now, well, you know, I don't know, eBay, probably sell the red hat on eBay, right? I mean, because what we are dealing with is, and
hey, human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Who would have thought that that line would have been so true? Okay, cats and dogs living together, but come on. And, oh, what about the outstanding movie, okay, you know, Groundhog's Day? Was that prophetic or what? See, the novices that are all over the place right now, they haven't been doing radio shows for 15 years and everything else, you know, folks, they're novices. And they're going to go through the same progression that I did, but they probably don't have the Lord backing them. And I have been very blessed by that. Thank you, Jesus. So here's the thing. Everything is prophetic. New people that are looking at the alien situation, okay, they say aliens are demons. It's the de facto. It's how everybody does it. I did it, okay? But, you know, then the Lord will grow you up. You can't do trigonometry and advanced calculus until you get your algebraic order of operations down. And that's the problem. That's why Isaiah says, lines upon lines, precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little. How about here a lot, there a lot? Okay? So anyway, look what's going on. It's a boomerang effect directly back to what we said. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, if anybody had a doubt, I'm sorry. Praise God. I hope, you know, like the Lord told me when I used to get, and I used to get really upset. I used to cry. I'm a crying kind of guy. Okay, I really am. And I mean, I was just watching a movie before I started this, you know, because I'll start a movie just to disconnect a little bit, because I'm never sure if I'm going to do a radio show or not. But it was about World War II, and you know, if somebody says something, they just I'll just start bawling. I bawl in front of movies like crazy. But the novice entry level position is aliens or demons. The novice position about movies is that they're front loading you. They want you to believe what the devil wants you to believe. Wait. Oh, God is in control. God is in control of the devil. God is using the devil on an executive severance package to bring in the fullness of the Gentiles. He's the ultimate filter. Yes, Earth is a filter. And not everybody's going to make it. All right. So, so many scriptural examples to back that up. Praise God. All right. So we're coming to the end of the first hour. And on that note, let's go ahead and roll into that second hour. Praise Jesus. Thank you for joining us.